What Witch, This, That, or the Other? From Bonnaroo to Coachella, traversing the music festival landscape can be tricky. That's where we come in with high fives for everyone. The What Podcast with Brad Barry, Lord Taco, dedicated to exploring the entire festival scene.
Brad has worked in the radio industry for more than 20 years and currently lives in Brooklyn, where he is program director for three stations, including one in New York, one in Detroit, and one in Miami.
Barry's been a reporter for the Chattanooga Times Free Press, covering all aspects of the entertainment industry since 1987. That's before you were born.
Lord Taco, the smart guy who makes these podcasts on our website at thewhatpodcast.com work, also really good at identifying babies, loves blue-haired moms, PBR, and his beautiful Volkswagen bus.
We all fell in love with the Bonnaroo Festival years ago, not only because of the amazing bands that play there every year, but also because of the incredible community spirit that has developed around it. Radiate positivity.
And we really like talking about the inside baseball stuff when it comes to putting on a huge music festival. So join us.
You can hear the What Podcast on the Consequence Podcast Network or anywhere you find your favorite podcasts.
Hey. Welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go.
Oh, hi, everybody. We are back. Episode 114 of the Feeling Good with Duddy podcast. That's right. The show that points at the world, has a laugh, points in the mirror, has a laugh. Fairest of the fair, bravest of them all. That's us. I'm Jake Bushnell, a barber here in Southern California, co-host of the show. Let me introduce you to the host, guitar player, singer of the Dirty Heads, one half of the Rome and Duddy Project, and my brother. Here he is, everybody, Duddy B.
What is happening? That is right. Episode 114. Wow. We did it. We made it. That's right. But hey, guys, before I get into it, I just want to say thank you so much for all the ratings and reviews coming in. We are seeing them. And I just want to let you guys know we do appreciate it. It really does help the podcast just grow and get noticed. So thank you guys again. And if you're listening to the show and you have been enjoying it and you haven't yet left us a rating or review, please do. Wherever you're listening, give us a follow, especially over on that Apple iPod app. If you can just hit that 5-star, leave a little review under, we would really appreciate it. And it really, truly does help us out. So thank you very much. And enough of that. Let's get into it. We have a really fun show for you guys today. We have all your favorite stuff. We got a couple people who should be slapped. We got some music news. I'm going to fill you guys in a little bit about the new Rome and Duddy podcast that we got coming on. We have my least favorite thing. They got some fan watch for me. And then I got some scary stuff to talk about as well. But yeah, enough of that as well. I'm sitting here in Coney Island backstage at the Ford Amphitheater. We got a show tonight for the High and Mighty Tour. Shows have been absolutely insane. Hope you guys have been enjoying them. Those of you that have come out. We were at the Westville Music Hall yesterday in New Haven. And holy moly, that crowd was insane. All the crowds have been insane. They've been so much fun. Yeah. And then off tomorrow to the Rochester Main Street Armory, where I think you guys, if you remember a few episodes back, I was talking about a scary venue where the bottom of the venue, the basement was like where they used to keep like, they had like some armory where they keep weapons and they'd also keep like prisoners in there. And it's supposed to be like super haunted. And I can't remember the name of this band. I wish I could, but the singer went down there to kind of like snoop around and she saw a man and she tried to talk to him. And when she went around the corner, he was just completely gone. So apparently ghost guy down there or yeah. And I'm going to go there tomorrow and I'm going to look for ghost dude.
Ghost dude.
I'm going to look for him. Yep. Hope I find him. And I could, and you guys today, I'm like I told you, I'm at the Ford Amphitheater in Coney Island. If any of you remember the episode I told you about where I looked out my bus window and I caught one of our truck drivers. We have a couple semis out that carry all the production. And we caught one of the guys in his truck, just pleasuring himself. And then he got out of his truck and then we saw one of the guys on tour with us walking up to him and it looked like they were about to high five each other. And we were like, no, he's got hot hands. If you remember that story, that was this venue. I'm here today in that very, very spot. I hope that same thing does not happen. But yeah, man, other than that, tour. We're out here touring. You guys know how it goes. I haven't had a day off in a bit, so not much to talk about that. And yeah, Been fun. Been a lot of fun so far. What about you, Jake? What's going on?
It's been busy, much like you, huh? It's been a crazy time. Like, you're busy as hell. Like you said, this is a crazy tour. You know, we've talked about it before on the show, but you know, most tours, it's like, hey, 3 days on, day off. You'll have like, hey, a 4 day run coming up. Wow. You guys are doing 7 day runs. That's seven shows back to back to back. And right now you're on a 5 day run. So you're busy as shit and I'm super busy. I'm sure people have noticed that I have announced that I am again a barber from Southern California at the top of the show. Yeah, I got my barbering gig back. So I'm barbering 2 days a week all day, and then I'm watching my son 3 days a week while my wife works. And then we're trying to sneak our shows in, you and I. It's a lot right now. Tough to get the shows in, but when we do, they're a lot of fun. And I wanted to say, like, it's good to be busy again. I don't know how you feel about it, Duddy. I'm sure you're happy to be back on the road, but you know, we both had pretty much a whole year off where we were just sitting at home doing the podcast at leisure, having bands come in, and it's really back to the grind right now. And I kind of like it. It feels right. How do you feel about that? I mean, look, it's a struggle to do the show.
Yeah.
It's a struggle, but I kind of am liking the struggle.
Yeah.
When everything's too easy, it gets a little, you need a challenge, right, Dud?
Yeah. No, I love it. I love being busy, and I obviously love playing the shows and being on the road, but man, I miss my family. That's the only thing, is that when you're out here, you're not with your family. And that's literally, it's the only bummer. So although I am enjoying myself, I am ready to get home, have some normal days,
yeah,
waking up in my bed and hanging with the family. So I could definitely use that.
Another weird dynamic that you band guys are probably going through is, look, you know, you're on tour. I would say, is it safe to say that you guys were probably on tour 6 months out of every year since Lay Me Down, or even more than 6 months? What do you think? Seven, eight? Like, what do you know? Probably more like
seven. Well, for a bit we were. I mean, we don't tour like that anymore. We can't, you know, the shows are too big there's the radius and all that, and we can't anymore. But I mean, when we were just coming up and getting out there, yeah, I'd say 6 months at least out of each year we were on the road, if not a little more. Yeah. I mean, we would do like 3 month long tours. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, literally every summer you were always gone, and then you'd always be doing little shows here and there throughout the rest of the year. But I guess what I'm getting at is, like, you guys as band people that are constantly touring for over a decade, you guys all were at home with your families for a year. You literally became just normal at home family guys, you know, and now you're thrust right back onto tour. So it probably is it different than every other year that you've toured? Does it feel like, oh man, I got used to seeing my family every day for a year. Now it feels even gnarlier to be apart.
Yeah, it is, you know, totally that. And we're just all getting older too. You know, the older you get, it's like, you know, the more you just kind of want to settle down a little bit and just chill. But I mean, I still absolutely love being out on the road, and I have so much fun every night. So that doesn't go away. It's just you miss the family. You really start to miss the family. That's really the only downfall for me out here, you know?
Yeah.
Nah, it's great. I love it.
I love what you said though. You're all, and we're getting older. We just want to fucking chill on the couch sometimes. Like, oh yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
That's also true. Oh, well, good. But we're stoked, man. Busy times. Like, I know I've said, like, this podcast is a little tougher for us to get out, but we're still getting them out, you know? But I don't mind the challenge. It's just a different... God damn, how many different phases has this podcast gone through, huh? It's like wild. We've 114 episodes, but I feel like we've already been like four different shows in that time. We keep just dealing with the circumstances that are thrown at us, and the show just takes whatever shape it takes. But speaking of the show, let's get into the show, Duddy, because you have a You Should Be Slapped, and so do I. And mine was given to me by my wife. And as soon as she told me about it, I said, oh, of course. But let's start with yours. So you have a You Should Be Slapped. Now, everybody listening, if you're a new listener, people do dumb things, right? People stand way too close to you in line. People talk way too loud on their cell phone when you're, you know, and that's what You Should Be Slapped is for. It's just daily little annoyances that people do that you don't want to knock them out. You don't want to shoot them, but you do want to kind of slap some sense into them, right, Duddy? It's a harmless segment, right?
Yeah, this is a segment for just people who do things where you notice it and you go, you need a little wake up call.
Yes.
You know, you don't want to kill them. We don't want to really, really badly injure them. It's like a dude.
Shut up.
Mine is guy or girl who likes to tell you while you're eating something how bad that is for you and that you shouldn't be eating it. For instance, and this isn't what just happened. But like, I'm giving you an example. We don't eat a lot of fast food in my family. We rarely do. But say one day I'm out here on the road and I were to be like, oh, fuck it. I'm going to get a McDonald's, and I'm eating my McDonald's. And then my buddy's next to me going, dude, you know how bad that is for you? This has that in it with the animals. It's like grade average. Hey, I know McDonald's is not good for me. I understand that. I'm not stupid. But what I am is hungry, and it sounded good at the moment, and I'm just enjoying some shitty food. Let me enjoy the shitty food while I'm eating it, because I'm going to immediately regret it afterwards. Of course, it's going to make me tired, and I'm going to be like, oh, I shouldn't have eaten that. But while I'm eating it, just shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I know it's not good.
Yes.
But let me enjoy it while I'm eating it. Okay.
That is a horrifying person. Now, let me ask you, did something happen to you in catering over the last few days? Did this infraction happen to you recently, Duddy? Is that why this?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And I don't want to hate, but, and it's like, and this is like a group thing.
I'm
right
not going to name him, but I feel like I know who.
Oh no, this is a group effort right now. And
okay.
So, and it's good. Like, trust me, I love it. And this isn't even the worst. I've had way worse, but like, a lot of the guys on the tour now are like, I'm gonna be super healthy guy, you know, I'm being super healthy guy. And there's like, we'll have snacks on the bus and shit, you know? And it's like, every time anybody on the bus gets up and goes to grab a snack, like everyone's like, oh, you're gonna eat, oh, really, dude? Like, you're just like, dude, what? Let me fucking have a snack. Shut the fuck up. You know, or it's all day. Like, they'll grab something and they'll be like, should I, I'm not going to do it. And they'll put it back. You're like, Yeah. And it just reminds me though of this guy. Cause that's not even, this isn't as bad as the actual thing. Like while you're eating something, if someone's telling you just how bad that is for you, and you're just like, just let me be me and enjoy something. Right.
that is a horrifying person. Every single one of us knows that person. And it's funny. It's whenever somebody gets on a diet or is getting healthy, they instantly become this person. Like, they can't help themselves. And it's like, dude, a week ago, you and I were eating burgers together. Like, you just found out about yoga and now you're my nutritional guru. Yeah. Everyone's dealt with this person. They do need to be slapped. Because it's a perfect thing. It's just a little, hey, you go eat celery by the tree. I'm not going to say anything. And I'm going to eat this candy bar and you don't say anything. And we can all move on with our lives.
Yeah.
That is a harmless one. I've got a guy that actually, my wife brought this one to my attention. And as soon as she said it, I said, perfect. She walked in the house the other day. She goes, I have a you should be slapped for you guys. And she's like, and you're all going to agree with me. And I go, who? And it kind of lends perfectly into this health dude that you're talking about, Duddy.
Yep.
It's guy who can't walk into the bank to get money out of the ATM without carrying his 1 gallon water jug with him. Like, this dude is so thirsty from the beast mode style workouts he's been doing. He shan't do a five. He can't be separated from his vehicle for 5 minutes without rolling a sparklets tank in.
Yeah.
So my wife's like, I went to the bank and a dude was in line with a gallon of thing. And he went up to the bank counter and set his gallon jug on the counter, you know, took $30 out and was out the door. And she was just like,
yeah, that's the thing.
Watched him get back into his truck with his water bottle. She's like, why was that necessary?
You know? I think that's one of those, like, I want everyone to know I work out and I'm super fucking hydrated, healthy guy.
Yes.
I drink 3 of these a day. And he'll tell you how many of those he drinks a day too. I drink like 3 of these a day, every day.
Yeah.
That's another one of those too.
Oh,
the people who tell you how much water they drink, like they'll have their thing, you know, maybe it's not the gallon one, but like, dude, I drink 6 of these a day. You're like, you're fucking great. Good.
How about this? I won't have water for 3 days and I will kick your ass. How about that? And then I will drink nothing but Pepsi for a week and stomp you. How about this? But those are the best guys ever. And it's also those are the dudes that are always on a diet that needs to be right. I'm keto. I am keto, you know, and you're just like,
I'm on a carnivore diet.
Yeah. That's just like the caveman. You eat a saber-toothed tiger and then you don't eat for a week. That's the diet I am on, you know,
but you drink 3 gallons of water a day. You can, here's my jug.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I've actually installed a well into my apartment and I'm just constantly bringing up jugs of, you know, center of the earth water.
You guys know well water's got the most protein in it, right?
I'm on the well water diet because there's a nice amount of a sediment in the water and that's where I get my proteins. You're like, all right, core guy. Yep. Those are the same dudes that you'll see a week later with a severe knee injury.
Yeah. How'd you get that knee injury? I was flipping tires. You know, I was just, why were you flipping tires?
Yeah, dude. So a health-based, you should be slapped. So there you go. All healthy people line up for the slaps. You deserve them. And
no, the thing is healthy people. It's good to be healthy.
No, of course.
But this goes back with an old rule that I made a long time ago. Remember the quiet diet.
Ah, yes.
If you guys don't know what the quiet diet is, I invented it. It's the best kind of diet in the entire world. It's where you go on a diet and you shut the fuck up about it.
Yeah. There it is.
That's it.
The gallon jug is like, that's how you bypass the quiet diet, right? Mm, you're like, I haven't said anything about my diet. I haven't. I simply walked into the room with 14 gallons of water and you assumed that I'm on a diet. Yeah. So that's the way to get around the quiet diet. You don't say anything, just carry a jug and then one of those drinking backpacks with like a tube that comes out and everyone will know.
Yes.
That you're very, very concerned with caloric intake.
Yeah.
All right, Daddy, we've slapped and up. Then, oh, there's more.
And then, I was just going to say, and then after all that, let me know how many steps you've had in that day. Cause I'm very interested.
That's
dude. 14,000 steps today. I'm like, I don't even know how much that is. Is that like, is that good? I don't know. Is that a lot? Fucking good steps.
The step counters. And then it's like, damn it. I forgot my watch. I didn't get my, well, does that, it's almost like, if a tree falls in the woods, does anyone hear it? So if you walked a mile without your step watch, did you really walk that mile? I don't know.
If you didn't tell me how many steps you took, you didn't take those steps as far as I'm concerned.
I'm going to need to see some step receipts. Yeah.
All right. That's a lot of people.
It's all weird
to be slapped today.
That was a lot of slappings going on. And the third one we won't do because our mom has a step watch and I'm not slapping mom. She can slap us for making fun of the step watch. Okay. We're moving on, Duddy, to something that I'm sure everybody's thinking about because of course the internet was ablaze when this was announced. The Rome and Duddy show.
Yes.
Does this mean Feeling Good with Duddy's done forever? But hey, wait a minute. What the fuck? You know, of course it was mass celebration, but you know.
Totally.
So yeah, people are wondering and rightfully so.
So listen, me and Rome, or if you don't know, me and Rome, we have a little side band that we're starting called Rome and Duddy. We're going to be doing a lot of touring together coming up, not even with that, but just with that, but the Dirty Heads and Sublime with Rome, we're always doing stuff together. You know, we play together all the time and we're always getting together to write. We spend a lot of time together and we're going to be spending even more time together in this near future because we're going to be doing touring with the Rome and Duddy. So we were just thinking of a fun way to kind of stay interactive with the fans was start a little podcast, the Rome and Duddy Show, where we kind of just fill people in about what's going on with the Rome and Duddy project when we're touring, you know, music's coming out and all that. And it was just going to be a quick little easy thing. And it was almost just a fun way to keep the fan base in, you know, together for this Rome and Duddy project. And and just give you news on the bands. It was, that's all it was going to be. And then we were talking about it the other day, and we're like, ah, that's cool, but there should be one other fun element about it. What can we do? And that's when we came up with our idea. We're like, oh my God, this is going to be so fun. So the Roman Duddy show is, yes, it's going to be at the top of the show. We're just going to fill you in about really what's going down with Rome and Duddy. And if anything is fun going on with Dirty Heads or Sublime with Rome, we'll fill you in with that too. But the main part of the show, what everyone's coming for, is the Great American Talent Show is what we have named it. And that's where the listeners, you guys, can send in videos or audio of your talents, you know, whatever it is. If it's if you have a band, send us your demo or send us a music video you have on YouTube. If you dance, send us a video of you dancing. If you juggle, whatever it is, you get it. Whatever sort of talent you have, we want to see it. So, and then what we're going to do each episode is we're, the ones we like are going to pass. And then there's going to be some that don't make it through the episode, but all the ones that make it through the episode, at the end of each month, we're going to have all those posted online for you guys to vote on. And the winner each month, we're going to send out some cool prizes. So it's really just like a talent show contest fun for, to showcase all your guys' talents and let you guys, you know, watch and judge everyone. It's super fun. We've actually just recorded our first episode. It's not out yet. It is out right now. Like, we have a trailer that's out like on Spotify and stuff like that, but we're still waiting to get our Apple server up and running, which should be up hopefully in the next week or so. And we did record one episode already that we have ready to put out. And it was a lot of fun. I think you guys are going to love it. But if that sounds like fun to you and you want to submit one of your talents, you can send your video or your audio, whatever it is, to the Rome and Duddy Show at gmail.com. One more time. That's the Rome and Duddy Show at gmail.com. Send us your submissions. We want to see it. And then we'll play it on the show for everybody to hear. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So that's all that is. And no, it does not mean Feeling Good with Duddy is over. That is not what that is at all. It's just a fun little quick thing me and Rome can do while we're together out on the road. So I think you guys are going to love it.
There you go. Questions answered. And yeah, like, this show's going to keep going. We don't know what this show will be, what it'll ever be. We don't know. We get served up curveballs because, you know, Duddy's tours half the freaking year. So we will just keep like rolling with the punches, and whatever this show is, it will be. And it, you know, when Duddy's home for a while, hopefully we will have bands back in. We don't really know, Duddy, huh? We dare not even try to predict where this show's going, because this show's already gone through, like I said, like four different iterations of what it is. Yeah. It's because the times keep changing and Duddy and I just change with it. So, yep, we'll keep doing the best we can with this show, but more entertainment coming for everybody. So win-win, y'all. Win-win. Yeah. So anything else you want to say about that? Or should we move on to the next thing we've got chambered up here for you, Duddy?
All right, guys. We are back here. Sorry, Jake had to bounce. He is at home watching his son, and his son was just getting a little restless, and it was hard for us to keep the show going. So Jake bounced. We're going to finish it off without him today. Luke right now is going to step in, and he is going to hit me with some fan watch, and I am not looking forward to it. Let's go.
So, Duddy, the first one is from Only T Mills. Does Ruben wear the same thing every show?
That is funny. No, he doesn't. But he does, like, he's even said, he's like, this is like my work. Like,
he's got that black button down.
Black button down. I think he's got a couple of them, he's got a few different, like, dark color button downs. They look very similar, but they're not, there's different ones, but they're all very similar looking. But that's like his uniform, you know, like, he doesn't wear that all day, every day. It's just when he goes to stage, that's his stage uniform. He likes that vibe. So that is actually funny that people are noticing that.
And then the next one from Annalie Hunter. She posted in Wicked and Wiley, how many Dirty Heads concerts have you been to? Next week will be my sixth show. And then we got a comment from Daryl Scooby Royer. I've seen them over 50 times. That means I've seen at least 7 different set lists.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably not completely accurate. I'm sure he's exaggerating-ish. But hey, if you come and see us on a tour multiple times on one tour, then yeah, you're going to see similar set lists. We'll probably interchange a handful of songs here and there. Like on this tour, we're playing 20 songs a night, and we've got about five or so songs that we've been kind of interchanging throughout the set. But the core of the set, yeah, it's the same. We've built a set for the shows. And especially now as the production gets bigger, if you've been to any of these shows in the last couple of years, we have a huge video wall that's behind us. Well, we get before that, that's not just random stuff that you see up on there. We pay to get an entire show made for our show of this video screen. And it takes a lot of work and effort to really line up that whole visual show with the audio show. So yeah, we build a set before the tour, and we like to keep it nice and tight so that every night everyone gets this amazing visual mix with audio. So yeah. If you've seen us a crap load of times, the chances that you see a same set list or a very similar set list is pretty high, but we've gone over this many times, and I've proven it wrong many a times too, that we do switch out songs, and we play songs from every single album every single night. And we get a lot of, why don't you still play older songs? And I think we did this an episode ago where I broke down the set list, and it was like 20% of the songs on the set list were from Any Port in the Storm. So yes, you're never going to make everybody happy. Every single night, no matter what the set list is, you're not playing somebody's favorite song, and they're going to be upset by that. So, Daryl, thank you so much. First off, for coming to over 50 shows. That's freaking amazing. And I appreciate it. And yeah, hopefully the next time you come, we'll play some of the songs that you hadn't heard yet. And we have talked about after this tour, when we get back, we're going to start trying to go through. We've been trying to play songs that we haven't played a lot. We have been trying to place them in here and there, but every night, man, we have to play the hits. We have to play all the singles, and the more albums we put out, the more hits and the more singles there are. So it narrows down the songs that we can play and whatnot. Cause you know, if we went and played a show and we didn't play like Lay Me Down and Vacation, people would be like, are you fucking kidding me? So it is what it is. Daryl, sorry. Hope you're not disappointed by the shows. Hope you've enjoyed them. And thank you again for coming to over 50 shows. That's amazing. What you got for me next?
Next one's from Tree Evans 123. He said, y'all got to stop subheading for Not Sublime with Rome. I was at the Daytona show, and I have to admit, the whole Sublime set was trash effort. My drunk uncle can sing better lyrics.
The Daytona show. That's where we were fishing backstage. I don't know. I mean, I've watched their set many times this tour, and I think it sounded great. And I've also seen many comments of people saying that they loved the show. So, you know, what am I going to say to this? No, dude, it is what it is. It's this guy's opinion. He obviously didn't enjoy the show, and that was his take on it. I will say that show had a really weird sound. And that was, I do remember that system.
I think you said something after the show, like on one of our episodes.
Yeah, it was still a really fun show. The crowd was great. I do remember that, but I do remember the sound was weird. It was like a very echoey, chambery, weird kind of sound. And there wasn't like enough subs. Mm-hmm. I do remember that. So maybe that had something to do with it. I don't know, but hey man, what are you going to do? You're never going to please everybody. I look out every night when Sublime with Rome's playing, and crowd's going fucking nuts. So I don't know.
Cool. Well, that's all.
Is that it?
Band watch.
That's all you got. Yeah, okay. I made it through again. Wow. You can't get me. All right. Like I told you guys, Jake had to dip out. So it's going to be a little shorter show. I'm going to hit you guys with a quick little sponsor read, and then we're going to jump into the Q&A. And these Q&A questions, they come from our Patreon members. Guys, if you're listening and you do enjoy the show, probably not this show because it was a weird one, but if you enjoyed other shows that we've done in the past, we do have a Patreon page, and you can go there and sign up. It is $5 a month to sign up, but you do get 4 extra episodes a month. We do all sorts of fun stuff over there, behind the scenes stuff. I do Dirty Heads guitar tutorials over there. I haven't done one in a bit, I know, and I'm sorry to my Patreon members. I haven't done one this month. I don't want to do a crappy version of them. And out here on the road, I don't have what I need to film them correctly and do them right for you guys. So that's why I haven't, but I do feel bad about it. And I'm going to put some more up on there right when I get home, I promise. So if that sounds fun to you, you want 4 extra episodes of this show and all sorts of other fun stuff, you can go over to patreon.com/feelinggoodwithduddy and you can sign up there and you can join the fun. But enough of that. Here come some sponsors and then we'll hit you with that Q&A. All right, here we go. First and foremost, Koi CBD. We love this product. We love this company. They've been with us since day one. I use it every day. You've heard me talk about it. I take the drops in the morning when I'm drinking my coffee. I love the way it makes me feel. I get aches and pains in my hands and in my fingers all the time from just playing guitar a lot, playing sports. I'm getting older. I got some aches and pains in my hands and in my fingers, but I've noticed it happens a lot less since I've been on a steady diet of Koi CBD. And even though it happens less, it's still does happen sometimes. And when it does, they have so many amazing rubs and creams that, you know, you can just put on. It's one of those things where you rub it on, you don't think about it. 20 minutes later, you're just like, wow, it doesn't really hurt anymore. It's awesome. And it's much healthier for you than over-the-counter pills. So if you are out there, you got a bunch of aches and pains and you're looking for a healthier way to get rid of them, give CBD a try. Give Koi CBD a try. It is the best. And if you go to koicbd.com and you put in code FEELGOOD at checkout, you will get 15% off your first order. That's right. Also, plug-ins keychains. Awesome product, guys. They have a product called the Jack Rack. What this is like a replica to a guitar amp head. They have Fender, they have Marshall. They look amazing. They're not big and bulky. You hang it up on your wall and it comes with 4 keychains and has 4 quarter inch cable input. So you put your keys on it. You got a little quarter inch cable keychain now on your keys. When you get home, you just plug it right into your amp. And when you're gonna go anywhere, you know exactly where it's at. It's on your Jack Rack. That's on your wall that you got from pluginskeychains.com, and that is with a Z and it is plural. That is PLUGINZ keychains.com. Pick up a Jack Rack, put in code DUDDYB at checkout, and you will get 20% off of every order for the rest of your life. Jake, you heard it here, people.
Questions. Ask us any question you want.
All right. Q&A time. Allison, I know everything Lynch sent. Did you get the birthday presents I sent? Yes. I'm glad you guys reminded me about this. We're going to go over all those on this next Patreon show we do. My wife got all the stuff from the PO boxes, and this is what she did. She opened them, everything up for me. She took pictures of all the stuff and wrote down the names of who they were all by. So I got all the stuff and I got all your names. And I want to say thank you to all of you guys. It's awesome. And it's so fun getting mail from you guys. And I never know what the frick to expect because I get some weird shit, but it's fun. And I will, we're going to talk about it for your next Patreon show. We're going to go all over all of that stuff. So thank you guys. Christina Whitman says, was the song Check the Level about two people you knew, or was it, or what inspired it? I love the song. No, it wasn't about two like specific people that we knew. It was just kind of like, I think we all know someone like that or remember kids like that in high school, you know, and it was just kind of like that, you know, just to let people know, just be yourself and do what makes you happy kind of thing, you know? The Shroomstress says, what are your guys' Halloween costumes for this year? You know, I can't tell you that. Come on. My family goes off every year for Halloween and we do a full huge like costume situation and I don't spill those beans. You'll see the picture on Halloween. Captain B Flobble, this is funny. She says, you guys staying hydrated? Yeah. I drink 5 gallons a day, 5 of these bad things. Melissa says, both of you, who is your hero? My dad. April D. Bernardo says, how did the Rage collab with Travis Barker and Amy come about? Who approached who? We approached both of them. The song was coming about and we knew we had something pretty cool. And Jared actually is the one who was like, I think Amy would be perfect for this. And he reached out to Amy and she was all about it. And then when we were building the track, that we actually used a drum package that was like a Travis Barker drum sample package thing. And we were like, fuck, why are we using this? Why don't we just hit Travis up and see if he'll do it? And he liked the song and he was like, yeah, I'm down. So yeah, it was pretty organic and cool, to be honest. Mermaid says, when are you in Rome coming back out east? Well, actually, very soon. We have a couple tours lined up that we're going to be announcing very soon. I wish I could tell you more about it, but I actually don't even know much more about it other than we got some tours coming up very soon and we will be on the East. So that is that. Patrick Lynch says, how do you all go about set design for the shows? Lights, layers, backgrounds, images, X. Well, I kind of talked about this in the fan watch, but we put a lot into our production. Like we build, like I said, an entire visual show with our screens. We build an entire light package. We bring all of our own lights. We bring all of our own screens. We bring all of our own production. And we actually have days where our whole lighting and production team before the tour, they meet up in a full, like, it's like a fake venue. There's places where they have full like stages and everything, like a big venue, but you don't put shows on there. You design your production. So it's a full team of people, and we put a lot into it, and we hope you guys enjoy it, because it's a lot of fun for us actually to build that vibe. Sup dudes, how about a collab with Vonalia? Just saw her at Belly Up down here in Solana Beach last night and she crushed it. You guys should write us. Dope. Duddy, how's your fantasy football going so far? I'm in first place for now. Well, dude, Vonna's great. She's been on the show. If you guys didn't hear that episode, go back and find the episode. I don't know off the top of my head what episode number it was, but she was on the show and she performed like three songs, I believe. And it was awesome. She's amazing. And I'd be down to do a track with her for sure. And as far as fantasy going, actually pretty good. I'm in two leagues right now and I'm in the top three in both of my leagues. And in one league, I'm 1-1. And in my other league, my main league with all my boys, all the guys from all the bands, I've told you about it. There's guys from Pepper. There's guys from Iration. There's guys from Slightly Stupid, a couple of guys from the Dirty Heads, some people, friends of ours that manage bands. It's a really fun league. And I'm 2-0 in that league. And I'm looking good this week as well to go to 3-0. And if I win this week, I'm just going to be in solo first place in that league. So pretty good. Pretty good start. Pretty good start. Harry Humbucker says, how do you do your sampled songs live? Do you use drum pads or is there a backtrack? Both, a little of both. Matt has a drum pad that he plays as well as his normal drums. So a lot of the times when you hear these big booming bass hits and things like that, it is Matt doing it. But there's also sometimes where on songs that we have live on the album or songs that we have on albums, there'll be a live drum track of Matt. And then we'll also have like a looped drum track going in the background. So on songs like that, yeah, Matt will be playing his live drum track. And then there'll be tracks playing the more hip hop-y like sample stuff that is on the album. Yeah, we want to make it sound as full as possible. And Matt's only one dude. He can't play two different drum beats at one time. But I bet he could, actually. He's fucking crazy. Let's see. Oh, Benny. Benny. This is a long one. Last Q&A. I asked Roman Duddy, playing on this tour, I didn't have time to listen to Monday Morning Hangover before the show in Grand Rapids, but the Shroomtress answered my question saying yes, and I took her word for it. What? Show ended without a Roman Duddy performance. You were disappointed that the show ended without a Rome and Duddy question. So my question is, should the Shroomtress be slapped? Oh. So the Shroomstress told you that there would be a Rome and Duddy performance at the Sublime and Rome show and there wasn't. Should she be slapped? Oh yeah. Full closed fist, right to the nose, as hard. No, I'm kidding. I think maybe she was saying yes, like she was, maybe she was hoping so. Don't slap the shrooms, Chris. And you know what? In her defense, she was probably on mushrooms and she thought we did perform or something. But no, we're not doing Roman Duddy stuff on this tour. This is, you know, there's no place for it on this tour. Daniel Harrison says, who raps in the third verse of Freedom? That's our buddy Nomadic from back home. Look him up. He's dope. Let's see. Duddy's little sister said, favorite Bill Murray movie. That's hard because there's so many good ones, but I don't know. What About Bob is pretty awesome. And I'm sure there's other ones that I love. I love What About Bob. That's a freaking great movie. But that's it. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed. Sorry the shows have been a little weird lately. We gonna get back on track soon. Peace out.